The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, parents and teachers across Ireland are being asked to complete a new national survey which will be used to develop new guidelines for primary schools to best support families and children going through separation, divorce and other family changes. The survey, which is conducted by One Family, the Separation Network and What Works, aims to provide a broader picture of the best supports that can be put in place for children and parents during parental separation. And joining me now to discuss this is Karen Kiernan, CEO of One Family. Karen, this survey that's going to take place, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the survey is really going to inform the guidelines that One Family are going to develop to share back with schools, with judges, parents, anyone who's involved in primary school age children, where the children are living in separated or shared parenting family. Because we hear a lot of queries on our helpline and through our parenting services where people aren't sure about how to negotiate with a school where their, you know, family situation has changed. Maybe there's a court order in place. Maybe it's not clear. Are both parents being communicated with? They're only one. So what we're trying to do is see, well, what's happening out there for parents and school staff? And then we're going to look at all the best evidence, best practice from around the world and come up with guidelines to help everybody. So we just make life a little bit easier for children and their families.
Okay. And what do we think is happening out there currently? Is it just an ad hoc sort of situation, how a school might deal with families going through these types of issues?
Yeah, some schools may not know at all. Some schools may see children present in the classroom stressed or not as, you know, not as well in themselves as they may have been because there's stress at home. Some schools may have a policy around how to manage and include both parents where there's a shared parenting, and some schools may not. They might only say, well, it costs us money to have more parents on the app, so we only do one per child, or, you know, whatever it might be. There's a whole lot of things. And I think some of the tricky things is, do you have separate staff meetings for parents? Who can pick a child up? You know, the safety stuff is probably the most important, and then supporting a child and making it easy for school staff to know really clearly what's happening in a family. What do they need to know? What do they not need to know? And how to support that child while they're going through either, you know, a very stable arrangement, as in mom comes and collects Monday to Wednesday, dad collects Thursday, Friday, or something that could be much more volatile and conflictual or even violent. So schools, children and families are facing these difficult situations all the time.
Okay. And this survey, what are you going to be asking people?
So we're wanting to know, there's two surveys actually. One are for parents. So it could be someone who's separated, divorced, sharing parenting, a step parent, anyone who has had a child in a primary school since 2022 and has parented in this kind of diverse situation. And then there's another survey for school staff. So that's for SNAs, teachers, principals, secretaries, anybody involved. So there's different questions, and it's really trying to see, were there supports? Did your child need extra help? Did they get extra help? Where from? Did your teacher know? Did you speak to the school about what was going on? For schools, is there a policy? What kind of issues are you seeing? What would help you? So it's really trying to resource everybody, but figure out what's going on, because we want to have a very practical toolkit that will help families and schools, help guide them when there's difficult situations or just regular changes. You know, people separate all the time. It's very normal.
Yeah. And Karen, just in terms of the kids who are caught up in these family situations, what kind of help do they need or do they require? Some obviously, maybe from the way you've described the varying situations that could be happening in a family, I presume some kids will need much more help than others.
And it really depends on what's going on in the family. Like what research says and what we know in One Family for all our work, our 54 years of working with families, is that if a separation is low conflict, the children are told what's going on age appropriately, obviously, and are supported to share their feelings and their questions. If it's a safe place, children can do very well from a separated family, and often better depending on what was happening for the parents. What we do know is if it's conflictual, if there's been domestic abuse, of coercive control, if there's been child abuse, often what we're seeing, a massive amount of families are having to live together because they cannot afford to physically separate. And that is putting huge pressure on children and parents. So sometimes children where things are more difficult may start to act out in school, or they may be tired because they're stressed and not sleeping, or they may be traveling more, depending on what's going on, or they may feel like they're needing to keep secrets. And none of that is good. So Rainbows, for example, who we work with, they work in a lot of schools around the country, offering peer support for children in primary schools who parents separate. And that's a really good help. And then One Family has services, and sometimes family resource centres, or indeed schools, particularly DESH schools, may have services in the schools for children, and they can really be an essential lifeline to support children.
So I suppose then the last thing just is that schools are a source of support and an important, they have an important role to play in all of this.
They do, along with everything else they're trying to do. So I suppose we're aware this is happening for them and we want to help. So the Department of Children gave us funding for this research, and we would like this then to be informed by everybody who's involved, and then to be useful to everybody, so that teachers can get on with what they're supposed to be doing, SNAs can get on with what they're supposed to be doing, but the children are kept safe and there isn't conflict brought into or about school.
Look, thank you very much, Karen. That's Karen Kiernan there, CEO of One Family.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.